You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
On 95.7 The Game.
I'm so upset!
I know.
You know, Joe, on the call, Joe. Right,
Joe, it's sports is interesting. You know, I'll give you a goofy metaphor here. I've been playing ball for a long time, and when you play with like other older guys in the over 40 leagues, right? I'm on the young end of the bell curve. And it's like, wow, I'm in my prime.
Sure.
Right? And then you go and play with the young guys. Okay. The guys in their 20s, fresh out of college. And you realize like, wow, I can't carry every single minute of every single game the way I used to. And I felt like that's what I took away from these playoff runs in general from the Warriors is that, are there times where you can elevate and still be a really good ball player? Absolutely. You can even have full games, dominance. But to do it the way you used to do it and get up for the games and be as elite possession after possession after possession and just crank it up, they're guys. I'm talking about Draymond and Jimmy. They just can't do it like they used to. And to a lesser degree, Kevon Looney, who really just – he looked like a dinosaur out there at times against this matchup. And I could see it as the series kept going on, and I could feel it yesterday in that second quarter when they cut it to three. Julius Randle, Anthony Edwards, all of their thoroughbred guys in their prime were like, give me a break. We are going to hit the gas for about 4 or 5 minutes here, and we're going to run them right off the floor. There was zero fear. Julius Randle cooked every guy they put in front of him. And I felt like he held back a little. Anthony Edwards did anything he wanted. They had no answer. And if the Warriors think that they can stay with that nucleus of the old guys, the top three dogs being 35 or older, and they're the primary players, game in, game out, and everything revolves around them. Oh, boy. If you're not looking in the mirror and realizing that they've got to do some evolution and some tinkering, I don't know what you watched in this series.
Marvin, Oscar, Schleprock, Joey, Nick, we'll get to all of you in just a second. I did want to mention this because we did have a major announcement yesterday as we're going to be talking about the Golden State Warriors and their season coming to an end all day long, but all summer long, we are going to be discussing and watching the Golden State Valkyries because their inaugural season is here, and fans, you do not want to miss the first ever WNBA season in the Bay Area. It was really awesome to announce our partnership with them yesterday. Odyssey 95.7 The Game partnering with the Golden State Valkyries. So yes, the men's side of basketball in the Bay may be over, but the women's side is now going to take over starting Friday at Chase Center and catch Tiffany Hayes, Kate Martin, Kayla Thornton, and the Valkyries all summer long, as I mentioned, at Chase Center. And tickets are available at Valkyries.com. For your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the game on May 21st, be locked in during the 8 a.m. hour today. And when you hear, Carter, this sounder, you're going to be caller number 5 to the contest line again. That's going to be in the 8 o'clock hour, so be locked in then. Good luck. In the meantime, we're talking about the most frustrating aspect of this series against the T-Wolves. And to kick things off today, Joe, let's go to our boy, You know him. You'll love him. I played his drop just now. Let's go to Nick in San Jose. Nick, good morning.
Hey, I want to say to you guys in this Nader hour of pain, because it is pain, I want to thank you for your honesty today of calling out things that you love, meaning our team, and seeing what you see. It was so cathartic to hear you, Shasky and Spadone, say what we need, because if they follow your blueprint, we're going to be better next year. Number one, positive. Joe Lacob is the best owner I've ever seen in my 50 years of watching sports. He will do whatever he can to improve this team. So that makes me happy. And if anyone says, anyone, that Steph Curry is not a top 10 player, he is the epitome of what an MVP is. Look what happened when he was out. Now, Draymond Green, I'm telling you guys, and Shasky, you and I coach all the time, you can't win with this devil anymore, because you don't win anyways. His lack of self-awareness, man. And yesterday, hugging Kerr at the end of the game and all that stuff. I want him out. You package him and do whatever you can to get a Giannis. I'm telling you, everyone is on the table except Steph and Butler. And Steve Kerr, I know you have self-awareness. I love your self-conscious. But including looking in the mirror is you! Your stubbornness! You have helped Kuminga be thwarted with his growth. Not calling Podziemski as a Santa Clara grad. It disgusts me to say this. But he does not keep people in front of him.
Ever.
You need to blow up this roster and bring in a young stud. Because
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Houston, the Wolves, they're all coming. Now, with that said, I believe in Lacob. I believe in Curry. I believe that Kerr has a little ability to be flexible, and let's just roll it back. And I want to thank you guys for calling it as it is, because true love is telling you as you see it. Draymond Green, I am tired of you, and I don't want to hear one damn podcast of you or Colin Cowherd, who you work for, masking you. It's time to go, dude. It is time to go. I'm so upset, but I am hopeful. Thank you, boys.
I love you, Nick.
That was Nick and San Jose subdued, by the way. Great passion. We love it. And frustrated. He's angry. He's upset. That's all emotions are welcome today on the Morning Roast. I will let people know right now.
Look, when he brought up like pods, can't stand from it. I swear to God, the amount of times, I just want you to chart it. I rewatched the game, and this is just yesterday's game. I've done it in every game.
I'm so sorry you had to rewatch.
The amount of times I saw someone just a little crossover dribble, and then pods is on the guy's back hip.
Anthony Edwards did it like 10 times, it felt like, to pods.
I'm like, Conley did it multiple times, and I'm like, Pods, you can't play defense on someone's back hip.
No.
You got to stay in front of them.
No.
It was so bad. Why were they in zone? To hide Buddy Hield, to hide Podziemski. Way too much. And then when they went matchup zone, when they went matchup man-to-man, anytime one of those guys got Pods in front of them, they went right by him. Look, watching Peyton Pritchard playing the game prior, that's what a backup point guard looks like. Mm. All right?
We saw Derek White, too, ball out.
He's a starting point guard.
But that's what people need to step up. They need to step up. No one, I don't think, enough. Again, I want to be have some perspective here because they did have opportunity in game three and they squandered
it. He started all year.
No, he did. This team was really good from the Jimmy Butler trade on, and Brandon Pajemski was a part of that.
Sure.
He got isolated in the playoffs, as young players do, and he didn't rise up to the occasion.
He was miscast even as a starter. To me, since day one, it's not even his fault.
It's not.
He's been miscast as a starter. He is not a starting guard in the NBA.
And that is something you will have to address.
He's a really good player off the bench.
That's the thing you're going to have to address. The number one thing for me, I get it. Nick in San Jose is saying, package Draymond and whoever for Giannis. The Giannis thing right now, as far as I'm concerned, is a pipe dream. That's a conversation we'll have, I'm sure, ad nauseum this summer. Can't wait for the new Lowry Markkanen, Paul George saga, whatever we're going to call it. Giannis saga.
Stop!
But exactly. Like, dominate the controllables right now. I know I have Steph. I know I have Jimmy. Buddy Hield, he's locked up. I'm not mad at Buddy. Yesterday was bad. He won you two games he needed to win. He helped you win game seven.
They were
he
so did his job. Buddy-centric yesterday.
They're too Buddy-centric.
What were we trying to prove? I saw a Buddy Hield post-up.
Too much.
What are we trying to do?
And then the Jonathan Kuminga angle.
He waited. It's
fascinating.
You know,
to me.
What it is?
He was the only player.
It's fascinating. Honestly, it's disgusting because they put out a Kuminga hit piece yesterday. I don't know if you saw it.
Who's that?
The same thing. I don't know. Somebody, they put out the Kuminga hit piece, which they did with Klay Thompson a couple of years ago. That the minute somebody's on their way out the door, here comes all the leaks and rumors.
Oh, you're talking about Logan Murdoch
really,
and the Ringer?
A couple of possessions in the Portland game. That was it. Steve, you haven't liked the guy for a while. Just come out and say it. It's okay. Nick, if you want to be mad at the front office for not trading him, that's a different conversation. But this thing that, like, it was three possessions in the Portland game where he didn't pass to Jonathan Kuminga, I'm not buying it. I was born a long time ago, but it wasn't yesterday.
26 points, three boards, two steals, couple turnovers for JK off the bench, 32 minutes, 11 of 23 overall from the field. Was that the last game we saw Jonathan Kuminga in a Golden State Warriors uniform? It might be. 888-957-9570. We're talking about the most frustrating thing you saw in this series.
The only guy that struck fear into anyone in Minnesota.
He was the only player that looked like he belonged. Athletically.
Charles Barkley couldn't believe that Kuminga couldn't get run.
Well, we have that sound. We'll get to that on the other side. There's actually a lot of good sound. We got Steve Kerr. We got Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green. We'll get to all of it. I promise. We'll get to all of your calls as well. We're up
the Kuminga
against the here.
Thing. Yeah. Is the most bizarre, and it is a part of the season.
No, it is.
It is one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen in sports.
Let's pick this up on the other side. It's Spadoni at Chasky. The most frustrating part of this series for you, Dub Nation, is what? 888-957-9570. Remember, same number to call or text the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Hit us up on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. The Morning Roast rolls on, and it's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.